Tantor Audio presents Wicked Designs by Lauren Smith, narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. London, September 1820. Something wasn't right. Emily Parr allowed the elderly coachman to help her into the town coach, and the queer look he gave her made her skin crawl. Peering into the dark interior of the vehicle, she was surprised to find it empty. Uncle Albert was supposed to accompany her to social engagements, and if not him, certainly a chaperone. Why, then, was the coach empty? She settled into the back seat, her hands clutching her reticule tight enough that the beadwork dug into her palms through her gloves. Perhaps her uncle was meeting with his business partner, Mr. Blankenship. She'd seen Blankenship arrive just before she'd gone upstairs to prepare for the ball. A shudder rippled through her. The man was a lecherous creature with beetle-black eyes and hands that tended to wander too freely whenever he was near her. Emily was not worldly, having only just turned 18 a few months earlier, but this last year with her uncle had enlightened her to a new side of life, and none of it had been good. Her first London little season should have been a wonderful experience. Instead, it had begun with the death of her parents at sea, and ended with her new life in the dusty tomb of her uncle's townhouse, with an insubstantial library, no pianoforte, and no friends. Emily had started to slide into a melancholy haze. It was crucial she make a good match, and fast. She had to escape Uncle Albert's world, and the only way she could do that was to legally...